WOKI.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
More memos, Dow drops. I'm Christopher Cruz. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, California Republican Devin Nunes, is hinting that there may be more classified memos that show surveillance abuses. He is defending the release of his committee's memo on the Russia investigation. He says he has an obligation to reveal what he called surveillance abuses by the FBI and the Justice Department. Correspondent Boris Sanchez now on the president's reaction.
The president told reporters that it is a disgrace what's going on with the Nunes memo, also saying that a lot of people should be ashamed of themselves. So the president didn't get into any specifics about what he objected to in the memo, what upset him about the memo, or who it is that should be ashamed of themselves.
Correspondent Kristen Holmes reports Democrats were not pleased by the release of the memo.
Democrats slamming the memo's release, calling it reckless and dangerous, and issuing this warning. Firing Rod Rosenstein, DOJ, leadership, or Bob Mueller could result in a constitutional crisis of the kind not seen since the Saturday night massacre.
A combination of fears that inflation is rearing its ugly head and weak earnings reports caused a big drop in the stock indices yesterday.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the trading week by closing down 666 points, or 2.5%. The Dow and the S&P 500 both lost 4% of their value this week, the Nasdaq down 4% in Friday trading. A strong jobs report showed wage growth is finally starting to pick up, reinforcing investors' concern about inflation and its pressure for faster and bigger interest rate hikes. I'm Michael Toscano.
The CEO of the Humane Society, Wayne Pacelli, has resigned effective immediately following reports he engaged in sexual harassment as far back as 2005. The announcement came after the board of directors decided that there wasn't enough evidence to remove him as CEO. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Try something different this Valentine's Day. Stay in. Give the gift that will transform your bedroom into a luxury suite night after night. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest, most comfortable sheets. The sheets three U.S. presidents have. They arrive beautifully packaged, making them perfect for Valentine's. Try them risk-free for a month. Get $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code DOZE. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com, promo code DOZE.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Car renters, beware. Your private data may stay behind long after you leave the car behind.
Bluetooth has come a long way in cars, now a common feature even with a rental. But a consumer watchdog group warns major companies have no policies to delete sensitive information collected during the trip once you return the car. Privacy International points out your name and navigation history is valuable personal information, combined with open source intelligence like social media profiles, and you can track down individuals. So if you use the GPS in a rental car to get home, someone can find your address, link your phone book, and your contacts could be at risk. The group is calling on car rental companies to better protect customers. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Speaking of rentals, hotels in western Wisconsin are capitalizing on the economic benefits generated by the Super Bowl being held in neighboring Minneapolis. Some hotel rooms are going for as much as $500 a night. A four-bedroom house is renting for $1,250 a night with a five-night minimum. I'm Christopher Cruz.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Hey, listen up and pay attention. It's Jimmy here with a very profound message. What you need to do is buy a Zipa. Nobody wants to hear you snoring all the time. That's ZYPPAH.com. You're sleeping next to somebody and you know you're snoring and you're not doing anything about it? That's disrespect. So what you gotta do is get a Zipa at ZYPPAH.com. That's ZYPPAH.com. Zipa.com. Happy Z spelled backwards.
Look for the clouds to increase throughout the course of the day today with a high near 45. Tonight, rain and snow coming in with a low of 32. Rain showers around for your Sunday with a high near 44. Rain changes back over to snow Sunday night into the evening hours with a low near 27 degrees. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Dawn Steimer. Thanks for waking up with us this morning. So glad you're here. It's chilly. It was 21 degrees when I came in this morning, so the temperature will rise to the mid-30s today, but you'll definitely want to have a nice coat on, maybe even a hat today, but you will enjoy the cloud cover because it's going to be a nice day to do your errands. Right now, I'm glad you're just sitting back, having your first cup of coffee, maybe a little PG Tips tea with a little agave nectar and a little coconut milk, whatever your favorite beverage is. Put your feet up, relax. We've got a great show for you today. I'm so excited to introduce to you Joe Sedges from Kitchen Gallery. Joe and I have been friends for almost 20 years.
That's right.
And I'm just really, really glad to have you here. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Joe, you installed cabinets for many, many years, installed them for my company for many, many years. And I always loved it when you were on the job because I knew I was going to get an excellent job.
Thanks.
It's true. You were very detail-oriented. You asked great questions before you started, not when you were in the middle of something. You always thought it out thoroughly. So it didn't surprise me when you bought Kitchen Gallery and went to the next step that this was a natural progression for you. So I was really glad to see Kitchen Gallery open up. And we have put in many kitchens with you since then and before then. And I just really appreciate your talent.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's my pleasure. Kitchens are my passion.
They are. And they are mine as well. So, in fact, our producer was talking earlier and said, you know, don't let her get off topic because she loves this stuff.
Well, you can do that because it's fun to talk about.
Exactly. So, well, I'll try to stay on task here this morning. Let's talk about the basics that you want to get to before you start a project.
Okay.
So we got to define what we want, right?
Absolutely. Some of the basics that we talk about is, you know, what do you do when you're starting to think about a kitchen? You know, okay, honey, you want to put together a kitchen? You want to redo our kitchen? Or we've got a brand new home and we're, you know, going to be looking at kitchens? It could be a daunting task because mm-hmm. the kitchen is the, you know, it's the heartbeat of the house.
Right.
Everybody comes into there.
Okay, so we go to Google, of course, and I like the site House, H-O-U-Z-Z, .com. However, I think you can get overwhelmed at House. There are literally hundreds of thousands of pictures on that site.
There are that, and people will go to Pinterest.
Yes, you know,
and
Pinterest.
With House and all like that. And it is daunting. I think what you have to do is you go on Google, look around, okay? Mm-hmm. And remember, it's your own personality that has to go into this home.
Good thought. Very good thought, because it depends on who you're designing for. Are you designing for you? Are you going to stay in your home?
Forever home.
Yeah.
We talk about that with our customers. You know, where are we going with this?
Yeah.
You know, is this going to be my forever home? Because if it's your forever home, you know what? Do whatever you want to do.
Because absolutely.
You're going to be there forever, and it's not going to matter when you're gone.
Exactly. And I laugh when people say, well, what about return on investment? I said, you're going to be here forever. It doesn't matter, return on investment.
You're not going to be around for the return.
And it's like, but my kids, your kids are going to be fine. You know, this is not about your kids. This is about you. You finally get to decide, what do I want?
Right.
And that's a process, figuring out what you want. Do I want to be really trendy? Do I want to you know, do custom? Do I want to do semi-custom? And it doesn't, I really want to say so wholeheartedly that finishes and cabinets today are not necessarily and typically not as great if they're custom as they are when they're finished in a controlled environment.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of, not issues with finish, but the smoothness, the perfection of the finish is not as great. Now, some people like that, and that's fine. But you don't have to go custom to get beautiful cabinetry anymore. It's not necessary.
No, not at all. Not at all. We've got some beautiful lines that do just fine.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
You know, when it comes to things such as, you know, we said, you know, whether it's your forever home or you want to remodel because you want to resell the home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that comes up. It's time to freshen it up. Mm-hmm. That's a different approach.
It's a big difference. You know? Really is. So let's talk about how to plan your budget.
Okay.
What kind of things do you talk about with your clients when you're planning a budget? I don't want to go too deep because that's what we're going to talk about coming up. But it is important to talk to your designer or your contractor about budget.
It is. It also is a matter of taking a look at your, you know, home. What's the value of my home? You know, you don't want to put in a, you know, a $100,000 kitchen in a house that has $100,000.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, you can't do that. So you do have to look at stuff like that. Talk to your bank. Talk to financial places of that are out there. There are some that are offering some, quite frankly, some great deals that will save you money mm-hmm. by not using your money.
Your money, that's
you
right.
You know, we have several that will actually offer you anywhere from a 10 to a 15-year interest-free loan rate.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, take advantage of their money.
Absolutely, because you're going to earn more than that in the stock market right
now. Oh, sure.
And so why not continue to grow that and use somebody else's money for free?
Absolutely.
I love it. All right, so the other thing you want to talk about, and I don't want you to do this yet if you're thinking about this, but I want you to consider how you're going to clean up your kitchen. How are you going to box it up? Do you have some tips for that?
I do. What I say to folks in the planning stages of that when they're getting ready for it is cleaning up the kitchen, boxing your kitchen up. You say, "But yeah, I'm only going to put it back in there again." Well, yes, you are, but there is going to be debris, the dust, and everything else around.
The old spices that you haven't used in 10 years.
Right, right. You
well,
know.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, and you will, if you compartmentalize that into boxes, like here's where my china is, here's where everything else, and actually, quite frankly, safely, I always say do it as if you're moving. Okay.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
Tip.
Yeah. Because you can put it away. It's safely out of the way. You're going to have a lot of people in and out of your home.
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you want to be careful about damage. Okay. And you want to be just careful with where things are going. You don't want to clutter up the area. So pack
that.
It all up, put it away nice and neatly. And you know what I tell people when they're in that phase? Buy paper plates, plastic spoons, plastic forks, plastic knives, and a big garbage can.
Well, we actually just did a new system for our kitchen clients.
Mm-hmm.
We call it the kitchen cart. And what it is a microwave, a series of tubs for cleaning.
Right.
Because we're going to pull you out of that kitchen. And we don't care if you do it in the bathroom, but do it with, you know, some nice tubs rather than your sink.
Right.
And then there's things like paper plates, plastic, you know, cups and nice forks and spoons.
Right.
And so we bring that in and put that next to your refrigerator, wherever we relocate that.
That's an excellent idea.
And I'm really excited about it. I got that tip at a remodeling show in Nashville a couple months ago, and we're just now getting ready to do that. You know how we did it? We got an old AV cart. You remember those black carts?
I do. With the, I do from high school. And it was my favorite part because that meant that I didn't have to listen to the teacher.
Exactly.
I could just watch a movie and I could be done with it.
But they wheeled that black cart and it was a good day.
Yeah, it was.
Well, it's a good day when we wheel in the kitchen cart into your kitchen remodel because it's going to have some of the things that you're going to need during that process. We're going to talk about kitchens, how to remodel. If you have a suggestion or a question, this is a good time. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We're going to have more with Kitchen Gallery and Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
The bouncer looking so fine that the band announced you got your tight jeans on and your hair done right. All your girlfriends say we throwing down tonight. Let me guess, somebody done you wrong. And
you're... In the mood for a little afternoon delight?
Ooh.
We've got you covered. Halloran Hilton Hill, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Forget about snow, ice, and freezing weather. Think spring. Hammer's 30th annual Beach Party Bargain Day sale is here. Shop and save throughout the month of February and the first 2 weeks of March. New spring items are arriving daily. This sale features lots of ladies' swimwear, like a special group of sample swimwear by Malibu in all sizes, value priced at $7.88. Hurry, this group won't last long. Ladies' very famous brand swimwear in junior, missy, and plus sizes is priced from $9.95 to $19.95. Department store label swimsuits in one-piece and tankini styles are available in Missy and Plus sizes only at $9.88 each. Extra large premium weight beach towels are $8.88. Famous brand spring sandals are $17.95. Hurry for best selection in this limited supply group. Ben's performance style cutter and butt golf shirts are only $9.88 during this sale. Save on novelty print tees for men and women. Lady sportswear by Kathy Daniels, New Direction Lifestyle, and others. Check out a trailer load sale of new rugs. See Hammer's ads and hurry to Hammer's, Clinton, Sevierville, New Tazewell, and Halls this month.
This is Dawn Steimer from Master Remodelers. You've heard me on Around the House on Saturday mornings. Let Master Remodelers design, shop, build, and walk with you through every step towards your new kitchen or bath. Master Remodelers, 458-0416. 458-0416. At Master Remodelers, we listen. We want to hear your ideas, help you with design, and then systematically execute your project into a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. 458-0416.
Hey, listen up and pay attention. It's Jimmy here with a very profound message. What you need to do is buy a Zeepa. Nobody wants to hear you snoring all the time. That's ZYPPAH.com. You're sleeping next to somebody and you know you're snoring and you're not doing anything about it? That's disrespect. So what you gotta do is get a Zeepa at ZYPPAH.com. That's ZYPPAH.com. Zeepa.com. Happy Z spelled backwards.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. So glad you're here this morning. Joe Sedges is with me this morning live in studio. Joe is one of the owners. The owner or one of the owners?
My son-in-law and I are in partnership.
I thought so. Okay, I wasn't sure if Josh. Josh is a great guy as well. Josh and Joe both own the Kitchen Gallery, and you're located on Woodland Avenue in Knoxville. Where is Woodland Avenue?
Right across from Fulton High School.
Ah, okay.
Been there since 74.
And it's a wonderful older home that you've done into a showroom.
Yes.
And very nicely, I might add. So if you want to talk to Joe about your kitchen ideas, you can reach him at 524-3457. I like that. 524-3457.
Try to keep it easy.
Or go to kitchengallerytn.com. Kitchengallerytn.com. All right. Gosh, there's so much to talk about in kitchens, and we're only going to hit a little bit of it today. We're not going to get into everything at all by any means. But I do want to talk about budget, because I think there's a lot of old school thinking about budgets.
Okay.
Like, don't ever tell your contractor.
Right. Budget's not a dirty word.
No, it's not. And I like to have our clients, when we come out, I want you to interview us. Do we know what we're talking about? Do we understand the order of construction, which we'll talk about in another segment?
Uh-huh.
Do we have the vision? Do we have the ability? Do we understand you? Are you able to communicate with us? Those things are really important, because we're going to spend a lot of time together.
Absolutely. And we try to bring that across when we're talking with customers and try to loosen them up, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, they're
not
scared.
Well, it is a scary project. It's an expensive project.
It is. Mm-hmm.
You know? And we want them to feel comfortable with us, not only for that side of it, but also for the fact that we're going to be, in your home, we're going to be tearing up your home, we're going to be leaving you with something, hopefully, that you're going to love and appreciate, and not say, gee, my goodness, what did I just do?
always. And so I like to talk to our clients about systems. Okay. Because we're a very systematized company. The first time we come in, we tell you what we're going to do that day. The next time we come, if we're invited back, we tell you what is going to happen next, and so on and so forth. That way you're comfortable and you feel safe and you're not scared.
Right.
Because there aren't surprises.
Right.
You know,
right.
We don't like surprises. If you want to join us, if you have a question specifically about kitchens or baths or really any remodeling project, you can call us at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. All right, so budget is not a dirty word.
No, it's not a dirty word at all. In fact, keeping it a secret can actually help hurt you.
Yes.
Because you're not doing what you said, you're not setting, quite frankly, the expectations as to where you're at, mm-hmm. what you can afford, because does it help if I go beyond what you can afford? I'm insulting you, and I don't want to do that.
Right.
There are so many different options that are out there,
yes.
and ways that you can twist and turn the design of a kitchen and continue to make it a beautiful showplace and keep within your budget.
That's right. If you have a reasonable budget, and that's what we like to talk about the first time we come out.
Yeah.
We'll ask you, you know, what kind of a budget are you thinking about? And I'm going to put a number out there that's an average mid-range kitchen. Nothing fancy.
Okay.
But before I do that, I want to say that this is a mid-range based in Knoxville from an unbiased source that does national averages, and they actually honed this right down to Knoxville, which I love. It's called the Cost Versus Value Report. It's put out by Remodeling Magazine. We have no bone in the
dog in that fight, huh?
No dog in that fight. There you go. No dog in that fight. And I love that because it is an unbiased report. And what it says this year, it just came out, is that kitchens start in the mid-50s. And they go up from there. Now, you can get a really nice kitchen in the mid-50s.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But you need to know that you're going to get approximately 64 to 67% of that back.
Right.
When you sell your home.
Right. We tell our customers, you know, you can look for about almost a 75% return on your investment, mm-hmm. right as we walk out of the house and we've brought the dustpan with us, okay? And then over the next 5 to 10 years, you'll recoup that other 25% back easily.
So the disadvantage of not talking about your budget, to me, is that we will design to that budget, if it's a reasonable budget.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a $50,000 budget, but you really have a $70,000 budget,
right?
Tell your designer.
Right.
Because we're going to minimize the design so that we don't encroach into your budget. We want to be respectful of your budget if we can.
Right.
So we help you decide if it's a reasonable budget on our first consultation. And the reason for that is because every home is different.
True.
You can have a small home and a small kitchen you can do for $25,000-$30,000.
Right.
Or you can have a huge kitchen.
Right.
And it could be 80 and up.
Oh,
easily.
You're 100% right about that. I've seen it on both sides. I've seen the minimalist, and then I've seen people who have put into their kitchen, my goodness, you know, you're not ever going to sell the house. You're going to sell this kitchen.
Right.
You know,
that's
the house is around the kitchen.
We're talking marble, solid marble tops sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
And those things are not budget conscious.
No, they're not at all.
No.
There's want and there's need.
Yeah.
And then,
there you go. And there's
and
nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I want to say that, you know, get what you want in your kitchen as long as it goes into your budget. But tell your designer or your contractor truly what your budget is, because I think that benefits you in design, you as a homeowner in design.
It does. And when we sit down, finally, we've had a long, from our side of it, okay, when we sit down with the customer and we're talking about, okay, what do you want to do? And we talk about, what do you like about your kitchen? What don't you like about your kitchen? If you lived in a perfect world, what would your kitchen be like? And, and how would you act in your kitchen? And we kind of approach it from a soup to nuts point of view,
mm-hmm.
all along the line, trying to maintain and keep. Some customers, you couldn't put thumb screws on them and get the budget from them, but that's okay. And we tell them, listen, no problem. We're going to come in. We're going to price this out for you. It'll be soup to nuts. If we're over your budget, that's okay. Just let us know. We can peer back.
Mm.
Okay? and take it from there. But it's always good to know where that budget is up front. It just sets the expectations for what is expected of you, and tells us what kind of materials we can look at, not just in the cabinets, but in your fixtures and in so many different things that are going to affect your kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Flooring, you know, lighting.
Oh, exactly. You know, and the number one flooring in kitchens today is wood.
Right, right.
So, you know, we just finished a kitchen that we actually didn't do the cabinets because the cabinets are in perfect shape and really quite on trend.
Mm-hmm.
And we extended the wood into their kitchen. She was very nervous about how things were going to line up.
Right.
Are they going to be the same height? Are they going to be the same color? Now, fortunately, they hadn't done their kitchen in a while. And by the time we pulled up the tile that was in there and the underlayment, we were able to put the right underlayment in there to match that.
Oh, nice, yeah.
But it is a job, and it is not something to take lightly. That's why I tell, you know, clients, when you're working with a general contractor, we have a 30,000-foot view. We have a 10,000-foot view. We have an 8 or 9 foot view,
mm-hmm,
as your walls. And we have a 1/16th of an inch view of your project. You need someone to have all of that for you because the end product is going to be a masterpiece. It really is.
Yeah,
and that's what we want for you.
Yeah.
And that's not a selling point.
No.
It's just the truth.
No, absolutely.
You know,
if you're doing it right, you want everything to be, quite frankly, pin perfect.
Yes.
And that's where obsessive compulsive people like me come in
line. All right. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your questions when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply is in Bearden, and they're open to the public. If you haven't met John Gardner and his team, they are fantastic. John has managed turf in golf courses for years, and he brings that expertise right to your yard. Wow. That means he knows how to test the turf. He knows how to fix things that are, you know, bothering you about your turf. He even has the equipment to take care of your turf. And how do I know that? Because when I'm in there getting my supplies, John Gardner is interfacing with landscapers. They come in, they come out, they have a problem. He helps them, and they work together as a team. Well, that's the kind of team I want on my yard. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, they are a Toro Knox County dealer. That means they have all the residential and commercial zero turns, as well as a full parts and service center for all your Toro needs. And I mean service. These guys take your lawnmowers and things to Dickens right now because they'll have you ready for the spring. Come by where the professionals buy. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, located at 6305 Balm Drive. Call 588-1993. 588-1993.
This has been a paid announcement.
Hi, this is R. Larry Smith. Like most of you probably know, life insurance is one of the best ways to help ensure your family's dreams are protected. What you might not know is there is an affordable way to achieve this protection while building up tax-deferred cash values. These accumulated long-term cash values are available for future needs, such as a college education for a child or grandchild, paying off your mortgage early, or supplementing your retirement income. Call me, R. Larry Smith, with Kansas City Life Insurance today to learn more at 922-5433. That's 922-LIFE, because I sell life insurance.
Hello again. This is Matt White with White's Marble Works. As 2018 begins, why don't you make this year the year you finally get the kitchen you've always wanted? There's no better time than now to upgrade your home with new custom countertops. Whether you are looking for granite, marble, quartz, or even butcher block, we have hundreds of colors and styles to choose from. Stop by our showroom in Sweetwater or give us a call today at 423-337-2138 or visit us online at whitesmarbleworks.com. White's Marble Works, quality stone products since 1870.
For your Saturday, look for increasing clouds, a high near 45 degrees. For tonight, look for rain and snow, low of 32 degrees. For your Sunday, look for rain showers changing over to snow by the afternoon with a high of 44. Rain and snow overnight on your Sunday with a low near 27 degrees. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. You know, we put out some great information, and sometimes it's like drinking from a fire hose. We don't want you to feel like that, so we actually put up a podcast after the show. Our engineer aficionado, Colin, puts up our podcast by topic after the show. Just go to newstalk987.com, click on Weekend Shows, and when you bring up Around the House, you will see towards the bottom of the page the podcast by topic. So you can pick up on any topic. If you've got something going on as far as a project goes and you want to listen in on the latest and greatest, and really, we ask the best of the best here to come and talk and hear, so that you can hear the real professionals talk about whatever the home project is. Newstalk987.com, click on Weekend Shows, and the podcast will be up by topic. Speaking of topic, our topic today is kitchens, and the reason is because Joe Sedges is here, one of the owners of Kitchen Gallery, located on Woodland Avenue across from Fulton High School.
That's
right?
It. Yep.
Okay. You can see some of the things that they've done at kitchengallerytn.com. Joe, I'm happy you're here. I really am.
Thank
I love
you. It's great to be here.
You know, Joe's been a friend of mine for a long time, and I'll tell you the kind of friend he is. We were trying to finish our booth one year. I think it was the Dogwood Show, wasn't it?
It was the other conventions, at the convention center.
Okay. It was at the convention center. It was a remodeling show.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we were putting the finishing touches on, and we were having some trouble with a little bit of trim. Well, if you know Joe Sedges, he's a servant. He's got a servant heart. So he pops up and says, I'll help you with that when you get to the point where you need something. And he did. And he was putting his own booth together and took a minute to come by and help me out with just a challenge that we had making some crown molding fit. So bless you for that. Mm-hmm. I remember that. That was, and it impressed my team. You know, but we work with Joe all the time. And the reason is because of things like that. All right, let's talk about time frames for kitchens. That's another thing I think that strikes fear into the heart of people that are thinking about a kitchen remodel. It usually takes about a week to get an appointment with us to come out and do a consultation with you about your project.
Right.
Okay. So at that point, we decide, we meaning the homeowner and us, not us, together we decide what's the next step. Well, for us, it's entering the design phase.
Right.
So the design phase is a discovery phase for you and for us.
That's right.
And we'll have Kitchen Gallery Designer come out.
Sit and talk with you.
And talk, right?
Pick your brain about everything you like, don't like about your kitchen. In a perfect world, what would you have?
It's 20 questions.
Yes.
And I love it. I love it. Your people are great at that. And what's important is that we are at the table with the designer. I think that's really important to the design process. And I'll tell you why. Because Emily or whoever comes out to your home has a viewpoint from a designer and from a kitchen standpoint.
Right.
Whereas as a contractor, again, I'm at that 30,000 feet.
Right.
You know, I'm
right.
flying a little high right there because I know I've got someone working on the 3-inch design or the details.
Right.
And so we have a broad view going on, the homeowner's wants and desires, the designer's ideas, and the contractor that has to make it all work. So it's a great energy, if you will.
Well, it is. And one of the things that our team, quite frankly, brings to you is the fact that they're also certified space planners.
Ooh, that's good.
And that's a big deal.
What does that
big
mean?
Deal. Well, space planning is the idea of knowing how can I put a large amount into a small space, basically.
And do it well. So
and
it
do
functions.
It well. That's right.
And I love that about your team because everything does function.
Yes.
When you do it. And I that's just, and if it doesn't, you'll fix it. But I haven't had that problem, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
All right, so we talk about design phase. Typically, that's 1 to 2 weeks.
That's right.
Before we come back with a 3D design of your kitchen.
That is absolutely correct.
And it may not be drawn in the color that you're going to end up picking, but it is a three-dimensional design, so it gives you a great look. And we can turn it. We can look at it from different views.
You take it through a walkthrough, a virtual walkthrough of your kitchen. And you need that kind of time frame. We're not, you know, the idea of spending that kind of time is important for us with you so that we keep the details in mind and talk to you through that designing phase. You'll get phone calls from us while we're in that designing phase. I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about that, so on and so forth, okay? We're not just throwing something in there,
right? Right. Right. And I love that because there's so much passion going into that design because these folks really love what they do. And of course, that matches my company because we really love all those details as well. All right. So then for us, what happens next is we'll price that out.
Correct.
And we'll bring you a contract. And if you decide to go with a contract, good. At that point, what happens next for us is there's shopping that happens. So we give, our clients an allowance sheet that's included in the price, but it's just spelling out the selectable things.
Right.
And that's how our clients have an effect on the project cost and also make sure that they're in budget and that they've got everything selected before we start.
Right.
I love that part.
Yeah.
Because then there's no, Mrs. Jones, I've got to have your selection for your backsplash tile, and I've got to have it today. Well, Mrs. Jones goes into a panic because she is not ready to make that decision. Well, in our business, we select that right up front. And then we know from the very start, we do it with your designer, and we know from the very start exactly what we need and when we need it. That's huge.
Yeah,
huge.
It is. We often say to people, listen, we realize that we're giving you 5 minutes to make a lifetime decision.
Yeah, and who needs that?
No.
So to do that, when a designer is with you and you're entering into the shopping phase, you want to allow yourself, depending on your schedule, okay, 1 to 2 weeks. I think that's probably 2 weeks is the long side of that.
Right.
However, if you're only available for 1 day a week, I really think that 2 hours maximum is the shopping time that someone can really do shopping at that intensity and make good choices. Because after that, you kind of go bleary-eyed, and you're like, whatever, I don't care. Well, no, we don't want you to do whatever, I don't care. We want you to be clear and clear-minded and focused on those decisions.
Yeah.
So let's break it up in 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, and that comes down into the initial phase of having that conversation with the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, we'll take them out and we'll spend 2 to 3 hours shopping, but when that's an intense 2 to 3 hours of shopping, you're going to look at flooring, look at tile, you're going to look at lighting, you're going to look at a lot of things.
Right.
And we already have from that initial conversation an idea of where we're going to take you and what we're going to look to do.
Yes, and that's the best part, is that you've already spent time with that designer, and now they're going to take you shopping. Well, you all are on the same page.
Yeah.
So it's a great synergy that happens at that point.
Yes, it is.
All right, so then we make our decisions, and the biggest decision is the cabinets, and it's also the most important one.
Right.
Because there's 2 to 4 weeks, depending on the designer, the supplier.
Correct.
Depending on the load that they have. Mm-hmm. You know, we're getting busy earlier this year. It's going to happen faster.
Very busy. and it's not just here. It's countrywide.
Exactly.
And we're seeing the cabinet suppliers and all, so they're pushing it out further and further. So a good, you know, we used to say, you know, maybe minimum 2 to 4. Well, now we're looking more like 4 to 6, even going 8 weeks in terms of what you're looking at as far as getting the cabinetry in once you've chosen it.
All right. So that's good information. So the next question I get is, when are you going to start?
Right.
Well, I can tell you when we're going to start. We're going to start when we get a ship date on the cabinetry. We know what's coming in.
Right.
We're going to take our schedule and back up that date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have demolition. We have, you know, la la la. We're going to get into the order of that construction here in just a little bit. But we're going to, why don't we do it now? We're going to get into demolition.
No time like the present.
We're going to get into flooring. We're going to make sure the walls are in the right spot. They're open enough or they're closed up or whatever we need to do. We're going to do electrical rough in. We're going to do plumbing rough in.
Right.
And we're going to get ready to accept those cabinets because when those cabinets come in, we want to install them.
Right.
All right. So that in alone, could be a 2 to 4 week process depending on how much work has to be done.
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of like, you know, okay, the mother having her first child, what do you do to the room? Okay, well, they tear out, you know, out goes dad's office, okay, in comes the new, and then the baby's room.
Poor
now
dad.
And then if you know it's a little girl, the pretty pink is going up on the wall, and that's so right. is the little giraffes and everything else. So you do, but you have fun in that planning phase, but you have to get prepared for the baby, and the baby that's coming into your home is cabinetry.
That's right. And so that's the big ticket item. It's also the one of the most important parts of the kitchen, obviously.
Yeah.
So we want to be ready for that. We want to have all the appliances selected. We want to have all of the plumbing that's necessary sometimes for appliances.
Correct.
And the electrical that's necessary.
Right.
That has to be, and honestly, we get a 3x5 or 6 inch spot that we've got to have that location for the
stub-outs.
Yeah. That's all we get. And we've got to know what you're getting. So we have to communicate with the appliance company.
Absolutely.
We have to communicate with the cabinet company. There's a lot of communication going on during that time that has to happen prior to those cabinets arriving. We have to stub in for under cabinet lights.
Yep.
You know, there's just, and it, the list goes on and on, obviously. And we also want to make sure that as soon as those cabinets are in, that we get the TOPS people in to do templates.
Right. Because the time frame for templating is about 2 weeks.
At least.
They come in, they measure, they do the template for your cabinet. So now you have this two-week period where nothing's happening.
Well, and it is happening. I tell people it is happening. It's just not happening in front of you right now.
Right.
It's happening in the manufacturing facility where they are fabricating those stone slabs into something that's going to look good in your kitchen.
Correct.
That's really what's happening. In the meantime, we can do a few things, but not a lot. There is a lull in the project at that moment to you, but not really in the project.
Right.
All right. So we're talking about total time. Total time. From design to completion, I think it could be 10 to 12 weeks.
I would go along with that.
But to be without your kitchen, just your kitchen. Now, we don't take your kitchen down for that long. I want you to hear that. But it could be 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks.
Without your kitchen.
Yeah.
Now, again, that depends. If you're putting laminate tops in, it's shorter.
Right.
If we're putting stone in and it's a custom stone that we had to go out and pick and da-da-da-da-da, we may have to wait on that. You know, it all is depending. These are typical time frames.
You're absolutely right. And I think that if you had a 6 week period in mind for your typical kitchen,
right,
you'd be in good shape. You might come in ahead of time on that, but but you're going to be without a kitchen. Okay. So go get some paper plates, plastic spoons and forks and knives and get ready for a lot of eating out.
Well, yeah, and or save your coupons
for
eating out and then use your kitchen cart. The cart that we bring in when we do a kitchen that will help you get through that time. It really is a benefit for you. And I love the idea.
The kitchen cart's a great idea. I think that's just a wonderful idea. I couldn't applaud it more.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. You're sweet. We try to do systems in everything that we do to the very end of the project. And we just feel like it makes the client more comfortable.
Well, you know, if it's a good experience for the client, they're going to appreciate the kitchen even more. Mm-hmm. It's not just about, obviously, we want to do a good job, because I think that that's how we're geared to want to do a good job and make somebody feel good about what they're going to. But the kitchen is the lifeblood of the house.
Exactly. All right. Final segment coming up. We want to take your questions at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We'll be right back with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit reports, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio.
That's creditkarma.com/radio.
This is Dawn Steimer from Master Remodelers. Let's take all of your ideas combined with our designer and 20 years in the building business to assure you of a masterpiece. Master Remodelers, 458-0416, 458-0416. So you've decided to stay in your home and you want to feel ageless. Well, if you need a little help with designing your bathroom, maybe a zero threshold shower or a comfort height commode that still feels like a spa, from the best design to our shopping service to the final cleanup, Master Remodelers. Modelers, 458-0416.
The Knoxville Ice Bears host the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs Saturday night for Star Wars night. Members of the 501st Legion will be on site dressed as your favorite characters of the Star Wars universe. Tickets start as low as $10. Puck drops at 7:30 at the Knoxville Civic Coliseum. You won't have to go to a galaxy far, far away to see this one. For tickets, call 525-7825 or visit Ticketmaster.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben Wilkinson. Radiation therapy is one of the main ways we treat cancer. When you're faced with cancer, you need to know all of your treatment options. You have access to both regular radiation and proton therapy. Proton therapy spares more healthy tissue, which means fewer side effects. Where can you get proton therapy? Only one place, ProVision Cares Cancer Center.
Call 862-1600 today to learn more about ProVision Cares Proton Therapy. Visit ProVisionProton.com for more information.
When you feel the need to get it off your chest, we've got you covered. State Your Case with George Korda, Sundays noon to 2 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm so excited. Joe Sudges is here in the house from Kitchen Gallery. Joe and I have known each other for almost 20 years, and he's just a good guy. He's a family guy. If we have a question on a project, it's very likely that Joe's going to show up out there. He really is. That's how involved you are in your business. And I really, really like that. If you want to meet us, if you want to see some of the things that we do for, kitchens and baths, and we do with Kitchen Gallery, you can join us at the Dogwood Art Show. The Dogwood Art Show is going to be at the Convention Center this year, as it is most years. And it is coming up February 16th, 17th, and 18th. Mark your calendars, February 16th, 17th, and 18th. And you know, the Dogwood Arts Home and Garden Show is just a great event because you get to see landscaping, you get to see water features, you get to see remodeling, you know, just appliances, flooring, kitchen tops, all that stuff, all in separate booths for you to look at individually. And then come see us and we'll put it all together for you. And that's what Kitchen Gallery does.
Yes.
That's part of what Kitchen Gallery does. All right. So trends. Trends are huge.
Trends.
And, you know, I love that we're still in that point of it's really about what do you want?
Right.
You know, there are some trends like white cabinetry or almost white cabinetry. There's also still the two-tone going on.
Yes, that's still very big, seeing more and more of that, quite honestly, in that particular area.
So what I'm seeing in the two-tone is typically a lighter cabinet in the background, the main portion.
Right, the perimeter.
Mm-hmm. Right, and then the darker island.
Correct.
Right? Still seeing that?
Yeah. That. Well, what we're seeing a lot of right now is gray. Gray is really making a massive move into it, and the cabinetry companies are coming out with... not to plug the book, but 100 Shades of Gray or whatever.
Don't plug that. Have you seen that movie, Joe?
No, I haven't, and I won't.
Yeah, I didn't do a lot of research on that movie before I went to see it and decided that wasn't my movie. Anyway, so you talk about no more bars. So the bars on the island are not a trend?
No, not at all. People are getting further. They love the idea that a non-bar peninsula type area, if you're running a peninsula off of there, extends the service area, acts more as a buffet. You're having parties over. People can go there. Mm-hmm. The bar tops are only 12 inches wide at their best, 12 to 14 inches wide. So there's not a lot that you could put up there. number one, and they're an intrusion to the actual working portion of the countertop.
And it's so, kind of like, you know, if you're into feng shui, there's a block
right
there.
That's
where it's
a good point.
It's a divider between the person that's in the kitchen and the folks that are in other parts of the house.
Great point.
Yeah. And so I'm with you. I love the one level. You can still have a bar.
Yeah.
Or you can still have an eating space. Let's put it that way. Not a bar, but an eating space. But it's at the same level as the cabinetry.
Right. Right.
And then I didn't have, I wanted an eating space at my prep area, which is that big area you're talking about. And so what I did is I'm in a condo. I reversed the eating area because I don't have a table in my kitchen. I have a table right outside the peninsula of my kitchen. So I put bar stools on the inside.
Oh, okay.
And the reason for that is because people want to be with you when you're preparing, or they want to sit and prep with you. And so now they can do that. People can be in my kitchen and join me and not be in my way.
And not
way.
Be in your way,
yeah.
Right?
It's a but that's designed.
It's a huge social area.
Yeah.
It has, we all know that. Kitchens are, you know, I say kitchens are where we celebrate and we mourn life. Everybody ends up in the kitchen.
It's true. It's true. And I prefer to think we're celebrating, but, you know, sometimes we are mourning.
We are.
Accessories.
And that's the intimacy of a kitchen.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Do you ever think about how many conversations you've had in your kitchen?
Oh, come on.
It's amazing. I mean, with family, friends, it's just, there's an incredible amount of conversations that happen in kitchens.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the accessories that are trending right now.
Okay. Some of the things that we're seeing in that area are making it easier for using... Do you have a Mixmaster? It weighs 15 pounds.
Yes.
You know, and
we don't want it on our counter all the time.
You don't want it on your counter all the time. You don't want to be lifting that thing out of a pantry or off of a floor or digging into a cabinet and trying to pull it out. So there's some beautiful accessories, and one of them, a nice one, is a lift. And it just, you open up the cabinet door, you pull it, it's on a pneumatic spring or pneumatic system, and it lifts right up, and you just, it's there for you to use at countertop height.
Exactly. And that's cool because you want to make sure that that's in a cabinet that is near that area where you're going to do your baking and your measuring and all that stuff. Because when that pops up, the bowl's already there. You just start dumping it into the bowl, whatever the ingredients are. And it's just so easy. Then cleanup is easy, right?
Oh, absolutely. And other things too, spice racks. I love when we have the opportunity to do spice pulls over the oven, because you could just pull this thing out, you grab your spice, it's right there, you put it back, and off it goes. Those are great. Things like drawer dividers that will allow you to literally double your drawer space. Everybody opens up a top drawer. We all have it. We open up the drawer, and in there sits this bin that holds onto our forks, knives, spoons, so on and so forth. And there's a lot of wasted space. And there are accessories you can put in there where you can literally double that space inside there. So that's where the space planning comes into play.
So roll-out trays. I still see a lot of roll-out trays. And, you know, what's nice about Kitchen Gallery is that you're not afraid to put a roll-out tray in the middle.
No.
And a rollout tray at the bottom.
Right.
So if you can't bend over, but you have a spatula or something, you put that down there and you pull it out.
Yeah.
And so you don't have to bend over if that's an issue for you or your family.
Right.
I so enjoy some of the things. Like one of my clients that we just finished a kitchen for a few months ago, she has a rollout tray under her kitchen sink. And she invited us to come in for their open house when they did a kitchen reveal party.
Okay.
And she invited us. And the first thing she said to me is, my favorite thing is the rollout tray under the kitchen sink. And I started laughing. And I said, you're so cute, Alice. She is adorable. And she's right. She wanted that so bad. And she was told she couldn't have it. And that's not true.
No, not at all. I mean, you can plan. That goes back to what we were talking. Goes back to the planning. It goes back to talking about those things. How do we set it? Where am I going to bring the, from your point of view, where are we going to bring the plumbing into it? So on and so forth. The other thing you talk about accessories, anybody got Tupperware?
Oh, I hate Tupperware.
and we have beautiful Tupperware dividers and things that you can put in there that keeps your Tupperware in beautiful order. It's always there for you.
I would be so grateful if you could do that in my kitchen. Do you guys do retrofits where you go into kitchens that are existing and put things in like
actually,
that?
Actually, you can do that. Sure.
Yeah. And then I made a huge mistake in my condo when I let my builder, because you can't finish your own condo. They won't let you do that. And I was just 1 year into my business. This is 1999.
Okay.
And he said, you don't need rollout trays in that pantry. Whoa. I can tell you that once a year, I have to go through that pantry and clean things out that I don't even know are there because I can't see it.
Hunt him down.
Well, he wasn't a kitchen expert, and he was I want to get it in and get it done.
Right.
And that is, I'll tell you what, if I have one tip, if you hear a contractor say, just tell me what you want and I'll do it, turn around. Turn around.
Yeah.
And that is not what Kitchen Gallery does. All right. So we also want to talk about charging stations.
Yes.
You know, the ability to have televisions.
Right, right.
Or laptops or or tablets.
Well, multimedia. Everybody, we are a multimedia organization.
We want all of those things at our fingertips, and yet we don't want them sitting on our counter where we slosh them with, you know, cake batter or something.
Right.
All right, Joe, thank you for being here. I appreciate it so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. If you are interested in looking at some beautiful cabinetry with some folks that really have a passion for kitchens, you can visit Kitchen Gallery at 1034 Woodland Avenue, 1034 Woodland Avenue, right in Knoxville near the Fulton High School, or call them at 524-3457, 524-3457. All right. Also, if you want to meet us and come and talk to us, I'm sure Joe will be wandering in and out of our booth as well. We're going to be at the Dogwood Arts House and Garden Show, and we're going to have a live show there in the morning, and then I will be there until late afternoon myself. Come by and see us at the Dogwood Arts House and Garden Show. It is February 16th, 17th, and 18th. February 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Knoxville Convention Center. All right, don't go away. We're going to take a news break here for just a minute, and we'll be right back with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
News happens fast. When it does, depend on the news team at News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Adam Litton.
Employment growth was up over 2% in tax revenue.
And Bob Yarbrough.
A 3-0 decision. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against the Trump administration.
Make up East Tennessee's largest and most experienced radio news team. When it comes to news stories that matter to you, we've got you covered on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Hello, friends. This is Kevin Frazier with Frazier's Carpet One.
Frazier's, 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 I like your style.
Whether it's carpet, hardwood, ceramic, or anything for the floor, Frazier's is the name to trust. Home improvement can be overwhelming. That's why at Frazier's, we always say, give us a call, we'll come to you first, and we'll make it easy. So just call us at 546-4850, and we'll come to you first with a free in-home estimate. And, if you'd like, free in-home shopping. We're proud of our big, stylish, up-to-date showroom with lots of the latest trends down on the floor for you to see. But at Frazier's, we know that you're busy. So let us start with you in your home. Give us a call at 546-4850. We'll come to you and we'll make it easy.
Frazier's, Frazier's, Frazier's. I like your style.
Everything for the floor from the store you trust more. Frazier's.
Hey, listen up and pay attention. It's Jimmy here with a very profound message. What you need to do is buy a Zyppa. Nobody wants to hear you snoring all the time. That's ZYPPAH.com.
You're sleeping next to somebody and you know you're snoring and you're not doing anything about it? That's disrespect.
So what you gotta do is get a Zyppa at ZYPPAH.com. That's ZYPPAH.com. Zyppa.com. Happy Z spelled backwards.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. TheCompanyStore.com. We're all about comfort.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Memo released, CEO resigns. I'm Christopher Cruz. The White House says a newly released Republican memo shows problems with the handling of the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports many Republican lawmakers support the president's decision to declassify and release the document.
The GOP-controlled House Intelligence Committee released the once-classified memo, which alleges surveillance abuses in the Russia investigation. President Trump says it shows a lot of people should be ashamed of themselves. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the memo raises serious concerns about the integrity of decisions made at the FBI and the Justice Department. Democrats charge the memo makes public sensitive information, and the FBI, which warned against the release, says there are omissions which impact the accuracy of the memo. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
After facing allegations of sexual harassment dating back to 2005, the longtime head of the Humane Society has resigned.
In a posting on its website, the Humane Society said Wayne Pacelli has resigned effective immediately. Board Chairman Rick Bernthal said, "The last few days have been very hard for our entire family." It comes after a New York Times report that donors of the animal protection group had called for his resignation. This after three employees said they'd been sexually harassed by the CEO.
Correspondent Pat Piper, the Dow dropped 666 points Friday. Correspondent Allison Cusick reports investors fear that a federal report that shows wages increased could be the first sign of inflation.
The worry, according to Wall Street, is that you're going to see the Fed try to control that inflation by raising interest rates much faster at a quicker pace than they've promised in the past to try to get control of that inflation.
The flu continues to kill. The CDC says 53 children have died in the U.S. this flu season, and it says hospitalization rates are the highest in almost a decade. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Try something different this Valentine's Day. Stay in. Give the gift that will transform your bedroom into a luxury suite night after night. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest, most comfortable sheets. The sheets three U.S. presidents have. They arrive beautifully packaged, making them perfect for Valentine's. Try them risk-free for a month. Get $50 off your first set plus free shipping with promo code DOES. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com, promo code DOES.
Only one event unites the world. The 2018 Winter Olympics.
And there it is! Shaun White, double gold. Boy, does he deliver.
See the world's best.
Lindsey Vonn is a gold medalist.
And see the world at its best.
To the finish, the Kalen Schifrin wins gold for the U.S.
2018 Winter Olympics, coming February 8th, only on NBC.
Have you bought your ticket for the Super Bowl yet? If not, you better hurry. The cheapest ones left cost nearly $3,000.
Tickets on StubHub were up 31% compared to the cost of last year's Super Bowl as the weekend got underway. The average cost of attendance for tomorrow's game is also up over last year, from $3,967 to $5,309. On TicketIQ, the cheapest ticket cost $3,210. Ticket City had seats available in the uppermost level for $2,814. Those prices will likely fall as the game gets even closer. I'm Michael Toscano.
Kickoff time is 6:30 Eastern tomorrow night as the Philadelphia Eagles face the New England Patriots in Minneapolis. New England is 5-4 in the Super Bowl, but 5-2 with quarterback Tom Brady and head coach Bill Belichick. Philadelphia has lost both of its previous two appearances, including Super Bowl 39 against the Patriots. I'm Christopher Cruz.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Hey, listen up and pay attention. It's Jimmy here with a very profound message. What you need to do is buy a Zyppa. Nobody wants to hear you snoring all the time. That's ZYPPAH.com. You're sleeping next to somebody and you know you're snoring and you're not doing anything about it? That's disrespect. So what you gotta do is get a Zyppa at ZYPPAH.com. That's ZYPPAH.com. Zyppa.com. Happy Z spelled backwards.
Look for the clouds to increase throughout the course of the day today with a high near 45. Tonight, rain and snow coming in with a low of 32. Rain showers around for your Sunday with a high near 44. Rain changes back over to snow Sunday night into the evening hours with a low near 27 degrees. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to the second hour of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, you missed the first hour and it was really good with Joe Sudges. Joe Sudges has been doing kitchens and baths longer than me. I don't even know how long he's been doing them, but I've known Joe for at least 19, maybe 20 years. And he now is the owner of Kitchen Gallery, award-winning kitchens and baths. And one of his designers, I call her the bathroom guru, because she calls herself that because she really is so good. And I think what one of the reasons is what Joe alluded to at the show when he said space planners. They are certified space planners. And I think that's part of what makes Emily so good at what she does. If you want to talk to Joe Sudges or one of his team, you can reach him at 524-3457. 524-3457. Or you can go to remodelingknoxville.com and we will be happy to talk with Joe and his team for you. Either way. All right. This is great because one of the things that we talked about on the kitchen, the first hour about kitchens is it can be pretty expensive to do a kitchen. You get a lot of return on investment, but you may not be that liquid. You may need a little help. And so we brought in Norma White from Human Mortgage. Human Mortgage.
Yeah.
Welcome, Norma. I'm glad you're here.
Good morning, Dawn. I'm delighted to be here. Thanks for having me.
If you haven't met Norma, she's just the sweetest little thing you ever saw. I have seen Norma in many different venues, and she's always full of bubbles and light and just a lot of fun to work with. And I'm really glad that you're here. Mm-hmm. You guys have been doing mortgages for a long time. And First Community Mortgage is actually the name of your company.
That's
is that
correct.
Right?
Yes, okay. That is correct.
And where are you?
We're at 855 Ebenezer Road. That's where my branch is located here in Knoxville.
Okay.
Yeah, but we actually are a nationwide organization. We are owned by First Community Bank over in Bedford County. And we have fulfillment centers and branches all over the United States and actually lend in 45 states. Mm. So First Community Mortgage is, we're out there. We're pretty big, but here in Knoxville, the branch is at 855 Ebenezer Road, and that's where you'll find me.
Okay. So the last time you were with us was on Memorial Day, right?
4th of July.
4th of July. Okay. I knew it was a big day.
Yeah.
Anyway, and what we did was a veterans show that day, mm-hmm. and you talked about that that's a huge specialty for you and that you actually do a lot of VA loans.
That's correct.
And you actually offer discounts for the veterans, which I love. I think that's awesome. But I want to dive a little deeper. That's why I asked you to come back, because there's so many things that you do beyond veterans loans, which, and I'm certainly not minimizing that at all. But you call yourself the human mortgage.
Yes.
Human mortgage. What is that? What does that mean?
That is such a good question. Human mortgage is really, First Community Mortgage is branding. Our CEO, Keith Cantor, came up with that, and we just love it. And basically, what we are not is we are not your electronic lender where you go online and do everything. We want the human touch. We want to see you face-to-face if you want to see us face-to-face. We want you to call us anytime you need us. Before business hours, during business hours, after business hours, on the weekends, whenever you need me, because really buying a home, a lot of emotion,
yes,
and all
stress.
Kinds of stress and feelings and really a lot of angst.
Yes.
And so it is very, very important to us as human mortgage lenders to have that availability to our clients. And so we are very dedicated to being your human mortgage lender.
Well, and I can tell you that, you know, I haven't known Norma for a really long time, maybe a year, but I'll tell you, she's like one of my best friends. Just a great gal to work with. And I just, anytime I call you, you answer the phone, which I think is amazing. It's awesome. All right. So, the other thing that I think is really interesting is the Multicultural Lending Initiative. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, thank you so very much for bringing that up, because I am so proud to be part of an organization that actually has such a wonderful piece to really assisting the community in so many ways. What the Multicultural Lending Initiative is, it allows customers to document their incomes based on taxes paid with ITIN or W-7 numbers in case they don't have a Social Security number. Now, of course, these are people who are legal, you know, in our country, but still have a hard time documenting their income.
Well, that has to be tough for them to get a home.
Oh, it really is. And I want, you know, all of our listeners to please go online and look at humanmortgage.com and click on the Multicultural Lending Initiative, and you will see a beautiful video on there of a family that actually got into their first home.
Aww.
And they had struggled, I mean, years and years and years to make that happen. So I'm so proud of that. There are plenty of things to be said for that. We have a gentleman who, his name is Miguel Vega, and he is all over the place all the time. And he is, you know, we are Spanish speaking. We have that.
Yes.
We have all of those things. So if you need a mortgage and you have struggled with the English language and you speak Spanish, that's what we put together for the Multicultural Lending Initiative, just a big piece of it. So we're so very proud of that. And it has grown. And I think we've been in place for about 2 years, and the number of mortgages that we have done has just been tremendous. I do not have the exact number, but it is way up there.
Wow.
So excited to have the Multicultural Lending Initiative at First Community Mortgage.
I love that. And you just got that.
Yeah, just a couple of years. Yeah, absolutely. And so it's just really spreading to this area. And you're going to hear me talk about that, and you'll see advertisements around more and more from me and my office. Is really here in Knoxville, we're really going to start reaching out and making some of that stuff happen.
I like that. I really do. I think I have a multicultural community myself. I live in a multicultural community. I invite a lot of cultures into our business, me and my partner, and also Just, you know, all around me. I love that. I think it's just wonderful.
Yes, it is. And it's America.
It is.
That's what, you know, multicultural, that's what America is. So, again, just, we both are patriots. We love our country so much. So that's a very big piece of it. So, again, that is, I'm just so very proud to be part of that.
Well, I'm proud that you're here. Norma White is a loan originator, and she's with HumanMortgage.com. HumanMortgage.com is their website. If you want to take a look at some of the video that you were talking about, I think would be a good experience for all of us this morning. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. This is your opportunity to talk to a mortgage originator. You don't even have to give us your full name or your real name. We'll be back with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
And I can't live a life running for my life. I will always want you.
Waking up is hard to do. We've got you covered. Phil Williams, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
From energy conservation to comfort, having a remote access thermostat is awesome. Hi, this is Scott Brokamp with His Security. Our smart home security systems, powered by Alarm.com, can include HVAC and temperature control. So why not an interactive home security system with automated energy management? Your heat and air will actually know when you aren't home, and all accessible from one mobile app. Call 474-9495 or hissecurity.net. His Security, in God we trust, all others we monitor. Tennessee license number 1545.
Forget about snow, ice, and freezing weather. Think spring. Hammer's 30th annual Beach Party Bargain Day sale is here. Shop and save throughout the month of February and the first 2 weeks of March. New spring items are arriving daily. This sale features lots of ladies' swimwear, like a special group of sample swimwear by Malibu in all sizes, value priced at $7.88. Hurry, this group won't last long. Ladies' very famous brand swimwear in junior, missy, and plus sizes is priced from $9.95 to $19.95. Department store label swimsuits in one-piece and tankini styles are available in Missy and Plus sizes only at $9.88 each. Extra large premium weight beach towels are $8.88. Famous brand spring sandals are $17.95. Hurry for best selection in this limited supply group. Men's performance style cutter and butt golf shirts are only $9.88 during this sale. Save on novelty print tees for men and women. Ladies sportswear by Kathy Daniels, New Direction Lifestyle, and others. Check out a trailer load sale of new rugs. See Hammer's ads and hurry to Hammer's, Clinton, Sevierville, New Tazewell, and Halls this month.
Hi, Dawn Steimer here, Master Remodelers and host of Around the House on News Talk. If you're looking for an organized company to build your masterpiece, whether it's a kitchen, bath, or addition, call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416. Quote, I wouldn't change a thing, end quote. If you're considering a new kitchen, bath, addition, or combination thereof, our designs and building systems will guide you from design to completion. Our shopping service and attention to detail will make the process painless. Master Remodelers, 458-0416. Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, Norma White is in the house. She's such a sweetheart from Human Mortgage. I love that. And that is so perfect for you, Norma, because you are the absolute essence of the brand Human Mortgage. Because you really do put, you know, the heart into something like that. People are concerned that they're going to get ripped off, or they're going to pay too much, or they're not going to get their loan, or gee, I don't have a W-2, I have a W-7, and what do I do with that? Mm-hmm. So this, and the whole multicultural lending initiative that you just talked about in the last segment, That's perfect for you.
Thank you.
It really is.
It really warms my heart to even get to talk about it.
I know. So okay, so the other thing that's going on in Knoxville is there's a huge boom of new construction. And rates are rising. You know, we're hearing that. And people are getting a little, I don't know what to do. I got to get my loan locked down. Do you guys do new construction loans?
We do. And listen, this is our newest thing. We call this our commitment to close. And we absolutely love, I mean, we love new construction. I have a sign in my office that says we love new construction lending.
Awesome.
Yes. And this is something we just rolled out November 1st of last year. So this is a very, very new program. We give $1,000 in lender credit incentive. So,
wow. So
when you come to us, automatically know if it's new construction, meaning the house has never been lived in,
right?
Then it's $1,000 right off the bat. And we call it the commitment to close because we will guarantee a closing date of 21 days.
No way. 21 days?
21 days.
Oh,
now,
my
the
goodness. Builder...
the realtor, and of course, my staff at First Community Mortgage,
right.
We all have to agree that, yeah, everything's in place. We can make this happen, but we can certainly do that. Another thing that I really, really like is the 24-hour turn time on the commitment of the decision level.
24 hours?
24 hours. You bring me your information, and within 24 hours, we'll tell you yes or no if
wow.
you qualify for purchasing that new construction loan.
Wow, that's awesome. Because even if I don't qualify, at least I know I can go somewhere else.
And find something else.
Right, because different banks, different mortgage lenders have different criteria that they're looking for. And you're never really sure of, you know, what they're looking for because you don't really tell us. But it's important to know that we can get a response from Human Mortgage in one day.
One day. And usually, you know, I'll tell you, my goal is to do it before the end of business every day
really?
Or before I go home. So if you call me in the morning or at lunchtime and mm-hmm. say, I want to apply, I will stay there usually until I can get your pre-qualification done because it's very, very hard for people to fall asleep at night with that out there. Am I going to be approved
or
not?
This is the Human Mortgage, I'm telling you.
One other thing about this commitment to close on the new construction, we also, on all fees for U.S. veterans are waived on the new construction. All.
Appraisal.
All. Everything will be waived for our veterans.
For veterans.
Yes, for veterans on new construction. And they would still get $1,000 in closing costs.
So
yes,
advanced taxes,
credit.
Whatever.
It could go right toward that.
That's a lot of money.
It is. It really is. But it's absolutely... that's our commitment.
All right. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We want to talk to you. If you have a new construction home that you're thinking about building, this might be a good time to ask some questions that you're not obligated. Nobody's going to hit your credit. We're just going to talk. All right. Let's talk about new construction loans are different than remodeling loans.
That's right.
And so I get kind of, not confused, but I get curious about what kinds of products are out there. Can you get a remodeling loan that will convert to a permanent loan, like a refinance? So construction to perm, is that how you say that?
Yes, that's exactly right. There's actually two products, and the one that everyone's most familiar with is the FHA 203K. And the 203K is exactly that. But now Fannie Mae's come out with a same thing, renovation loan that they can do. And on April the 13th, that's on a Friday, we're going to have a realtor builder renovation training class from 9 until 12. It is a 3-hour class, and you are going to learn a lot about the way these loans roll.
Wow.
So we want our realtors and our builders, so you'll know what to expect if you are in the remodeling.
You know, and I love that, Norma, because when a builder hears 203K, we kind of go, uh-oh. But you don't have to do that. There are different parts of that loan that, you know, what they're thinking is, oh, you get nothing down and everything has to wait to the very end of the project. Well, as a builder or as a contractor, that's not my idea of a good cash flow. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And so we don't have to enter into something like that. But this training class is huge. So you said it's April 13th from 9 to 12. And where is it going to be?
It's going to be at the Knoxville Area Association of Realtors.
Oh, good.
Down at Weisig Arbor there.
Right.
And their new facility is absolutely fantastic.
It's beautiful.
We're so proud of that facility. And being an affiliate of KAR, I just have to tell you, we've had a couple of events in there, and it is fantastic.
Good deal. Good deal. All right. So what happens when I come to you and I say, I have a remodeling project that's going to cost me $150,000. I have a $100,000 balance on my mortgage. Talk me through that.
All right. Well, that's exactly why we're having this training program.
Because I don't know.
Because it gets really, really complicated the way that's got to flow.
Right.
So that I don't confuse people, I'm going to invite you to come to this class.
And I'll be able to talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Then, because I will confuse you if I try to tell you, because I was trying to tell
confusing.
One of my builders, and he's like, Norm, I'm coming to the class.
All right. Well, Dick's got a question. He's on the line. Let's see what's on his mind. Good morning, Dick. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, good morning. Thanks. May not be on the topic you're talking today, but the young lady was just talking about VA loans. I missed that show, but I'm a veteran, of course, and I wanted to know the difference between the local, her mortgage company versus, you know, I think I called an outfit in Indiana, and, you know, she mentioned a discount. I was curious about that.
Well, you mean from a VA specialist? They call themselves a VA specialist?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, and you know, I will tell you this, Dick, from lender to lender, the way VA loans and the discounts, how they are given, is it really just varies. And so at First Community Mortgage, we will give you, on new construction, $1,000 plus, and that's a new home, and then we will pay for your appraisal, and there are no fees. So that's on the new construction. On any loan, though, there are no fees. Now, you do have to pay for your appraisal in some cases, but if you come through me, and I am your mortgage banker, you will not do that. As there's another in the next segment, just stay on and you'll hear we've started I am an affiliate of a program known as Homes for Heroes.
Oh, I'm so excited about that.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about that. So, so stay tuned, but I want you to know absolutely. Give me a call. You can reach me direct, 865-898-5000, and we'll get you going, and we will, get your appraisal waived if that's what you need. And definitely no fees. You will not have any lender fees whatsoever.
Wow.
You'll still have title cost and escrow, but that's it.
Great. Well, I'm a disabled veteran, and I'm considering possibly building a house instead of, you know, moving into, you know, someone else's home. But I'll listen up. Great.
Thank you, Dick. Appreciate your call very much.
You bet. Thank you, ma'am.
God bless you.
Thank you.
656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Okay, so just generalities. Let's talk about this remodeling loan. I need a credit score of at least
620.
620, okay. So if I've got decent credit, that's fair credit, right? That's considered fair?
Yeah.
Fair to approaching good.
Yeah.
All right.
You're on
so
the app.
Maybe on the top end of fair.
620 is about right at fair.
Right at fair, okay. So 620 and above, you have a shot at getting these loans.
That's right.
Can you tell us what kind of rate we're getting right now on a loan like that?
You know.
Give me a ballpark.
Okay. You're probably going to be, after this week, because rates went up about a half of a point this week on almost everything. So you're looking probably upper fours to low fives.
Okay, that's so fair. 4.87, depending on your credit rating.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so how much risk they're going to take.
That's right.
And so you give us a loan in the interim from closing on a full refinance. Is that right? Is that how it works?
Yeah, you can certainly do it as a refinance, or you can also do one of these renovation loans at the time of your purchase.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
so two ways.
Yeah.
So I love the options. All right. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We'll be right back taking your calls with Norma White from Human Mortgage and more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Tax rebates are coming in, and so are the deals at Smoky Mountain Knife Works. You know Smoky Mountain Knife Works for the best prices on knives, but they also have the area's largest selection of ammunition at bargain prices, including those rare and hard-to-find calibers. Smoky Mountain Knife Works also has great deals on tactical clothing, firearms accessories, holsters, and, of course, knives from your favorite brands such as Case, Benchmade, Buck, Essie, and so many more. Be sure to stop into Smoky Mountain Knife Works and save today, located off I-40 exit 407 in Sevierville.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit report, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio. That's CreditKarma.com/radio.
You know, you could get the kid down the street or your brother-in-law or somebody to make your website for your business. Hey, then you'll have a website. If you want a website that works, you want to get to the top of the page for your business, you want to get results, you want Slamdot. You want Slamdot because it's affordable, locally owned and operated for over 10 years, and great customer service. Support that can't be beat. Well, things like Slam Camp that help you out. Listen, call them at 238-5600. Get your business noticed. 238-5600 or slamdot.com.
For your Saturday, look for increasing clouds, a high near 45 degrees. For tonight, look for rain and snow, low of 32 degrees. For your Sunday, look for rain showers changing over to snow by the afternoon with a high of 44. Rain and snow overnight on your Sunday with a low near 27 degrees. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you've just joined us, Norma White is here with me from Human Mortgage. If you want to see some of the opportunities that they offer for you for lending, go to humanmortgage.com, humanmortgage.com. First up, we have Lynn on the line, and Lynn's got a question for us this morning. Let's see if I can get her on. Are we on? Nope, not yet. Okay. We're not quite connected yet. All right. So we've talked about VA. We had a good call from Dick about VA loans. And, you know, if you missed that, Dick, and you really want to talk about that, go to newstalk987.com, newstalk987.com. We have a whole list of podcasts there. You want to go back to the July 4th one that talks about VA loans with Norma, and she's got some great information on that podcast. So go ahead and pick that up. And then we're going to be talking about Homes for Heroes. What is Homes for Heroes? I'm so excited about this.
Thank you. And I am so excited, too. I am a new Homes for Heroes affiliate. I was made official only yesterday.
Yesterday?
So they don't have me completely trained up yet, but I can tell you quite a bit about it.
Okay.
Homes for Heroes is for hero groups like firefighters, emergency medical services,
teachers,
healthcare workers, military, active reserve, and our veterans, of course. And basically, Homes for Heroes was designed and was founded right after 9/11. And so that all of those heroes who did so many things for us, that they are honored. And it is more than just giving them discounts on their real estate transactions and their mortgage transactions. There are so much, there are so many things that Homes for Heroes is doing for our heroes. So please, you know, I want everyone to go to the Homes for Heroes website and look at this. Now, you'll find me on the Facebook page because I just got signed on there yesterday, but you will eventually, when you go in there, my name is Norma White, so they'll ask you what the affiliate's name is, but if you are a veteran, if you are a healthcare worker, a firefighter, a teacher, are one of our veterans, you need to go on there and just register, and they will assign you to me if you'll put my name in there. And a Homes for Heroes realtor representative.
Really?
Yeah, so we are trained Homes for Heroes real estate mortgage people, and there's not that many in this Knoxville area. Mm. And it's very interesting how the whole program works, but it is so very important that if you are one of these people and you want to buy a house, please go onto that website. The way I got connected with Homes for Heroes is one of my realtor partners, her name is Janine Smith. She is just an awesome lady with United Real Estate, which is a new real estate company in our area. And she just has a heart of gold, and she said, you know, what do you know about Homes for Heroes? I said, well, I've actually heard of them, know a little bit. She said, well, I want you to get signed up. Hmm. She said, as much as, you know, Human Mortgage does so many things and multicultural lending, she said, Homes for Heroes is right up your alley because you specialize in VA. So it's so many things, but so many layers with the Homes for Heroes. So
can you tell me, what's the difference between a VA loan and the Homes for Heroes loan?
You'll still get a VA loan.
Oh.
You'll still get a conventional loan or an FHA loan, whatever loan best fits you.
Okay.
But after your loan closes, you will receive a check from both the realtor and me, the lender, for your fees. And like for me, I will pay for the appraisal on all of these loans.
Wow.
So at closing, I would give you a check for your appraisal, and the real estate agent, who is again designated Homes for Heroes realtor, will give them a check at closing.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's like I can go buy furniture now.
Yeah, that's exactly exactly. So, you know, they say, you know, all of us, as a lender, we say, don't go get furniture. Don't buy anything. And we will actually give you a big chunk of money.
Well, and four or $500 for an appraisal, right?
That's exactly right.
Wow.
That is right.
So, and then something comes back from the realtor. So you could get a check for almost $1,000?
More than that. Really depending on the size of the transaction. But absolutely. I have actually read about, people getting checks for $1,500 after closing. And realtors
would
do this.
Wouldn't that be a nice surprise?
Oh, it would be awesome. And the realtors who are involved in this, these are the guys who have the hearts of gold, who really want to give back to the community. And as you know better than anybody, we give what we give.
We do.
Yes.
We really do.
It's really a very cool and awesome program, and again, I'm so new to it, and so everybody that's listening, in the next probably 48 hours, I'll be on there, but be sure and just, you know, just put me in as your lender.
Well, Norma White, you certainly represent the best of the best as far as mortgage lending goes. And I just love it when you're here, because I know I have someone on that really has a heart to help people and get them the best possible loan that is out there. And there are so many loans. Mm. So as I go to a VA loan or an FHA loan, are you saying that veterans and FHA, well, veterans don't pay points on their mortgage?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah,
they don't have
now,
points.
Yeah. Now, points are this. They're and lenders go different ways. So let's say that the interest rate at the time of qualification, and we lock you in, and we're talking about, you know, this is your payment, and the rate is 4.25.
Okay.
And the veteran goes, you know, I would like for it to be lower.
Mm-hmm.
They could actually take on the new construction piece especially, take that $1,000 and use it as discount points to buy the rate down if they wanted to.
What a great idea.
Isn't that a great idea?
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of ways to accomplish they, you know, with the veteran, the just the regular conventional, the FHA borrower wants a lower interest rate. There are not, we do not charge any points in our origination fees at First Community Mortgage, nothing like that. But
wow.
If the rate is higher than you want it to be for your payment to meet your budget,
right,
you can certainly, you can buy the rate down. You can. And that's just interest paid up front. And in most cases, almost, I don't know what the percentage, but very high. That is a tax deduction. It's just like your mortgage interest that you pay. You just go and write it off. So discount points are tax deductible in almost all cases.
Wow. Okay, so that's huge. Discount points are tax deductible in almost all cases.
That's right.
That's a huge statement, because if you figure there's 1 to 3 points on a mortgage, and each point is 1%.
Of the loan amount.
The loan amount.
Mm-hmm.
That can amount to a lot of money.
Yeah.
Wow. So you can buy down and use that, because it is interest paid in advance. And if you have to pay a point or two to get your mortgage because it's FHA or something, what are points on FHA right now? Do you know?
Do you mean rates? Right.
Do you have to pay points on FHA?
No, you do
oh,
not.
No points on FHA.
No,
okay.
No, there are really no points on any of our loans.
Okay.
But okay, so just let me clarify. So let's say that today you call me and you want me to lock your rate.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about, so I'll say, well, right now, if we lock you with no points, your rate is 5% and your payment is this.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, you know, I really would like to get my payment a little bit less.
Mm-hmm.
How could I accomplish that? I say, okay, if you want to lock today, what you're going to need to do is then pay discount points to get your rate to where you want it to be. And then we talk about what does that look like financially.
Okay, you know? So if I want to get to a 4.5,
mm-hmm.
how much would that cost me?
Really depends on the pricing for that day and what's going on in the market.
Okay, can you tell me how many points it would cost?
It would be to buy down a half a point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is such a good question, but probably I can't really answer it honestly without.
I mean, one? Is it two? Is it three?
It would be one or more, I would say, yeah.
Okay, well, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to just have an idea of what we're talking about. We're not talking 10 points, 10%.
No, no,
okay,
no.
See, that's important. That's kind of like, what's your budget? Well, I don't know. Well, is it 100,000? Is it 200,000? No, it's 75. Okay. Well, now we got a ballpark, right now. But that's
right.
True. I mean, it's
yeah,
just all relative,
yeah,
because
yeah,
you do this every day, but we don't.
Right.
You know, I might do this every 5 to 7 years, depending.
That's right.
Depending.
That's right.
And things change so much in your industry. I mean, you are in educational things all the time. Oh. I hear you when we meet for lunch or breakfast or whatever, you're always saying, oh, I just came from a training on this. And I think, mercy, girl, you're always in school.
Thank you. And, you know, I will tell you this. It was very difficult at the point of Dodd-Frank when all of the new laws came down. But that was one of the best things that came out. It forces our mortgage lenders that are licensed, and all of us have to be licensed to be educated. We have to take 8 hours a year minimum, and also to keep our realtors and our builders and everybody involved and educated, we have to be educated. And so it's exciting and wonderful, and we just grow from it. And
I think you do more like 8 hours a month.
I feel like it sometimes.
All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We're talking about Homes for Heroes. Homes for Heroes. What a great idea. We're talking to Norma White from Human Mortgage, and we'll return with our last segment and all your questions on News Talk 98.7
WOKI. If he pulls her down.
Cornerstone Dental Arts, it's the beginning of a new year. You might be looking for a dentist. You might have a missing tooth, and you haven't quite figured out what you want to do about it. Have you considered a dental implant? It's a great permanent solution, and the team at Cornerstone Dental Arts, they're amongst the best in the world at it. Jody Griffin is, he's really good. He teaches the stuff, actually. I mean, he's amazing. At any rate, Ben Stroud, Michael Williams, Joshua Kimry, Jody Griffin, the team at Cornerstone Dental Arts, these dentists are amazing. And if you've been thinking about a dental implant or implants, they can do a total smile reconstruction for you if you want, and everything in between. And you're going to love the way they love you. I mean, Cornerstone Dental Arts, they're exceptional. They will exceed your expectations. Cornerstone Dental Arts, you can get the information you need to make your appointment at their website, whatasmile.com. Easy to remember, whatasmile.com. Cornerstone Dental Arts.
What if instead of waiting in the freezing cold for your car to heat up and defrost, you were relaxing in the soft sand, the sun warming your face, breathing in the refreshing ocean air? Want to make that fantasy a reality? You can with McGee Tyson Airport, and you can afford it. Warm up your winter and fly away to hot spots like Punta Gorda, Tampa Bay, Orlando, and Fort Lauderdale. Visit flyknoxville.com today, and don't forget to pack the sunscreen.
This is Dawn Steimer from Mastery Modelers. You've heard me on Around the House on Saturday mornings. Let Mastery Modelers design, shop, build, and walk with you through every step towards your new kitchen or bath. Mastery Modelers, 458-0416. 458-0416. At Mastery Modelers, we listen. We want to hear your ideas, help you with design, and then systematically execute your project into a masterpiece. Call Mastery Modelers at 458-0416. 458-0416.
The Tennessee Vols are kind of a big deal around here. We got you covered with daily sports reports and the Vol Report on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Norma's so sweet. She's just so sweet. Norma White from Human Mortgage. You know, I say she's sweet, but she's brilliant. And she, besides sweet, which you always want to work with somebody, especially in a stressful situation, that has that kind, soft temperament, but knows how to get the job done. And that's what I love about Norma. All right. So if you want to talk to her during the day, her number is 898-5000, 898-5000, or humanmortgage.com. humanmortgage.com. All right. We're taking our last segment, but I want to give out our phone number just in case we have some questions that we get to. I want to get to those right on the front end of this segment. That number is 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. 656-8255 is your local number, or pound 987 if you're a U.S. cellular customer. All right, let's talk about how to apply for a mortgage with you.
Okay. And well, you know, we have streamlined the process.
Good. Because it is ridiculous what I went through the last time.
You know, and I will tell you, first-time homebuyers don't know, but people who have not purchased a home in a few years ago. Really?
Really?
You want to see all of that and why? But we streamlined it. So basically what you would do, you would call me at First Community Mortgage, and I would take just some basic information. I would get your email address, if you have an email address, and I would send you a list of information that I need, which would, I would request your W-2s, your tax returns for the last 2 years, your last two pay stubs, your last two bank statements. I would pull your credit, analyze your income, and then within really the same day, usually, we can tell you how much of a home you qualify for. Mm. Many times, we have people come to us who are buying their second, third, fourth home, and they've been through the process many, many times, and they will get this list of items from me, and they're going to go, they go, really? Why do you want to see my tax returns for 2 years? Right, and right. And so, you know.
Yeah, we're not used to all that.
No.
Yeah.
And
is this the Dodd-Frank thing?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. Forever and a day, we have always, in my 20 years of doing mortgages, we have always asked for 2 years of income documents. But you forget what the process is in every five to seven years.
You do. Years. And in business, it's normal for 2 to 3 years, but it's not. It doesn't seem normal to us as homeowners. Mm. So, okay. So you send us a list. See, what you're talking about is systems. And I love systems because systems work.
Mm-hmm.
They were, if they're good systems, obviously. Mm-hmm. But after 20 years, that's what we did, is we systematized our business just like you. And it offers so much comfort for the people involved in this process because it's a lot of money.
It is.
And it's very stressful, or can be. You know, some people don't stress about money, but most of us do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you send us the list. We get the information. Then what happens?
And then, like I said, I pull your credit and I analyze your income quickly. It's a pretty easy thing most of the time, unless you're self-employed. And you've got, you know, various different K-1s and corporate things. But overall, we are very well trained at First Community Mortgage. And our underwriters are quick. Again, that 24-hour analyze your income and get an answer to you quickly. But then I will, usually same day, will call you and say, you have been pre-qualified for the house at, you know, this amount, and or for the house that you've already found. And
for the house of your dreams.
The house of your dreams. I've got you pre-qualified. And so from that point, then the process begins. I order your title and appraisal. Your inspections begin. You'll get your home inspected. And then we just take it off from there. And then with 21 to 45 days, you're at the closing table whenever you want to close.
21 to 45 days.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, so back it up like we do with kitchens. When we get the cabinet delivery date, we back up what we need to do.
There you go.
So when, if I'm building and I'm expecting my home to be done in May, when do I call you, Martha?
You know, to be honest with you, as soon as you make that decision. As soon as you decide, I'm going to build, let's make sure that the mortgage is going to fit you at the end of the construction process. When you flip into permanent, we want to make sure that your budget's going to be there, that you're going to have enough money to close, that nothing's going to change. So basically, we're going to go ahead and lay it out for you before the contractor starts, because I have seen it in my 20 years where someone is buying a house that their contractor is building for them, and they're, you know, 60 days from closing, and they don't have the funds to close.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Because of prices escalating, change orders, things like that?
Change orders generally, the lack of communication. And so generally, I like to get with the builder and the client, and us all sit down, and I'm really just all ears. I just sit there and listen to what they're talking about. And generally, people who want to build, they're so excited, and they have a trillion ideas just going through their head. And the builder, you know, is very precise about this is the process, this is what we're doing, this is the amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
But they're very excited, so they forget a whole lot of what's being said. So me, the lender, you know, I'm the person going, okay, here are your numbers. So just so you understand, this is what you're agreeing to. And so when your house is done 6-9 months from now, this is how much money you're going to need. Are you going to be ready?
Mm-hmm.
So that's
okay.
So start
there.
Get with me.
Okay, so plan ahead, mm-hmm. plan plenty ahead. So we're talking 6 to 9 months. Mm-hmm. When you hired your builder, that's when you want to talk to your mortgage
rep,
right?
That's right.
Okay. Now, what happens during that process? If I come in and my mortgage, my credit scores are low, what happens then?
Great question. At First Community Mortgage, we have a program where we can help you increase your credit scores. We have a
really?
Software program where we can ask, it's a what-if simulator, and a credit expert is what it's called, and we will put into the system how many points this person needs. So let's say that you have a 620 score and you need a 660 score.
Okay.
We're asking for 40 points. So we'll plug 40 points. It is a lot of points. And so we will plug 40 points into the system and we will say, tell us precisely what steps
really?
This borrower needs to get their credit score here. Now, very rarely it'll come back and say, can't do for immediately.
Right.
And so I miss, you know, need it immediately. but sometimes it takes 30, 60, 90, 120 days to accomplish these things. It takes funds to do these things.
Yes.
Sometimes paying off debt, sometimes opening new lines of credit.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so a lot of people think that they need their credit score increased. They think by paying things off and closing accounts is the answer, but it is not. And so it's so precise as to what this what-if simulator will tell us and what the credit expert analysis will tell us.
Is there a charge for that?
No, we do that without charge.
Wow.
That is just one of the services that we offer. We mm-hmm. think it's really important. And a lot of people haven't had their credit pulled in a long, long time.
They yeah.
And it's just a mystery to them. So when they come, that it makes them feel so much more comfortable and happy. They go, well, it's not great, but she can help me get it fixed.
Oh, I love that service. You really are the human mortgage company. You really are. That's cool. All right. So what about things like Credit Karma? I have it on an app on my phone, and I'm looking at it, and it says I have a 720 score. Is it going to be the same when I come to you? It's
probably
not.
Probably not.
Now, what, is it going to be lower or higher?
It just depends.
Okay.
So Credit Karma, I do not know a whole lot about it, but I have had experiences. I have had borrowers come to me and say, well, my Credit Karma score is 700.
Right.
And they get to me, and it is maybe a little higher or a little lower. So on that note, you know, I will tell them, when I pull your credit, whoever pulls your credit, it's for that very moment, for that uh-huh. day. So credit, so you may have made a payment, payments may have posted,
mm-hmm.
the balances may have gone down, you may have charged something on your credit card and the balances go up. That is what makes those credit scores fluctuate up or down.
Wow. And they update every 7 days on that site. It's crazy. I'm like, 7 days? Mercy.
And things change daily.
They do.
Yeah,
they do. And so your availability is today. It's
yes.
not 7 days from now. It's today.
It's instantly.
See, and
that
I think
moment.
That's a very important point. And I think
yes,
that's
sir.
What happens is sometimes we forget that things are so instant right now with the internet that you really do get a good picture of where we are.
That's right.
Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
I appreciate you so much.
Oh, I'm honored to be here.
All right. So we've been talking to Norma White from Human Mortgage. Actually, it's First Community Mortgage. But we go by Human Mortgage because really these guys put the human in a mortgage process. It's not an online process. This is a face-to-face or ear-to-ear or email-to-email. But really, the human touch is so involved in this. Go to humanmortgage.com, humanmortgage.com. Ask for Norma White, and you will be amazed at what happens and what doesn't happen, more importantly. This is a good thing. All right. Thank you so much for being here.
Again, thank you so much for having
mm-hmm.
me.
Don't forget, Dogwood Arts coming up February 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Knoxville Convention Center. Gosh, I'd love to meet you. Come by my booth and say hi. And I think you'll be surprised at how fun that show is. For now, go get your chores done because tomorrow is Super Bowl Sunday. Ha ha. Enjoy your weekend. Have a great Saturday. We'll be back with more of Around the House next week on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Tune in next Saturday morning for Around the House, brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
East Tennessee weather can be hard to figure. That's why we bring you weather forecasts all day, every day from David Aldrich, Heather Haley, and the team in the WVLT Local 8 Weather Center. Whether ice and snow, spring storms, or summer heat, you get the latest and most accurate information available, updated 24/7. With the WVLT Local 8 Weather Center, we've got you covered on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Miss the Triple H show? No worries. We've got you covered.
When the president, he doesn't own the responsibility for what he says, and everybody explains what he meant to say. You just got to call it like it is. And I think the things that he says and does rather spontaneously steps on his success, to me. This is my opinion. As far as race in America and racism and how people feel, I'm numb. You can describe a country like Haiti as an S-hole, and people call and say, well, maybe that's what it is. At the same time, the missions group at your church is sending people to Haiti. So you justify compassion for Haitians when you're doing a mission trip. But if we're talking about immigration, they're worthless people that are in some S-hole. I can't reconcile that. I don't know how people can look at other people and know that we're all made by the same God and say, you know what, God, you made a mistake on that group. Did great for me, but that other stuff you made is nothing but a pile of crap. I can't reconcile it. I think that the president steps on his own success. Because if you take all of this rhetoric and stuff off the table, and you look at President Trump's first year in office, ripping down regulations that it frees up free enterprise in America to grow and to prosper, great thing. Bringing a tax cut that puts more money in people's pockets every day and allows businesses to invest and expand, great thing. The work of General Mattis in literally almost